In recent days, schools across Maine have closed as part of the state's strategy to limit the spread of COVID-19. But state health officials acknowledge that the situation is more complicated for childcare facilities. While many have shut down, others are staying open and taking on an increasingly important role in providing care for the children of healthcare workers and other essential employees. Robbie Feinberg has more.
For 33 years, Penny Terrio has operated Lots of Tots Childcare out of her home in the rural Washington County town of Princeton. In all those years, she says she never closed for more than a week. But as cases of COVID-19 increase in Maine, she feels conflicted.
I don't know whether I'm going to close. I'm still on the fence about that. I'm watching the news constantly, checking for the CDC for updates. It's really hard because we don't know from day to day what's going to happen. I'm on the fence as to what to do with our program here.
While universities and K-12 schools across the state have closed, childcare facilities have been left to decide on their own. In fact, Governor Janet Mills singled out childcare earlier this week when she declared the state's civil emergency, saying that her administration was planning to pursue waivers to ensure childcare capacity. But in the wake of that announcement, childcare operators, including Penny Terrio, are assessing what the spread of the virus could mean for their students, their community, and their own families.
It's not a separate building. This is my home. And I've got my family safety to think about. You know, we adopted our little girl. You know, her immune system isn't as great as what it should be. So I worry about that. I have a husband with Parkinson's. So I worry about his health. You know, so I have to think of those factors as well, because it is an in-home family child care.
But providers also have to think about how a shutdown would affect their finances and those of their employees. Chrissy Davis, who runs Bouncing Bubbles Child Care in Skowhegan, says she's already had to send staff home as many parents have removed their kids from the program in recent days.
When you're the business owner and your decision affects so many people, including myself, it's a tough one. We're caregivers. That's what we do for a living. That's who we are. And to say I don't want to care for a child whose parent is out there working, it feels wrong. But at the same time, it's balancing that with my needs and the children that would be here. It's hard, very hard.
Child care organizations in Maine are now asking state leaders to support the industry in a number of ways. First, says Tara Williams of the Maine Association for the Education of Young Children, by recommending the closure of most child care programs and leaving some in operation to care for children of emergency responders and other essential workers.
And if our state is talking about having goals of flattening the curve and community health, then closing of childcare programs is unfortunately going to be part of what we need to do.
The groups are also asking the state to help provide loans to childcare operators, as well as access to funds to cover paid leave for staff.
This situation right now is really bringing to light or exposing some really long-time structural issues in the childcare system. You know, it's not that we're necessarily seeing new problems, it's just that we're seeing them more clearly when childcare is needed in a time of emergency or time of crisis. So the lack of public funding, the fact that it operates in a way where it relies primarily on parents to be able to pay, puts it in a very difficult situation in a time like this.
The state says that some steps have already been taken, including continued payments to child cares for children who had been subsidized. The state also says that child care providers are eligible for economic injury disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. In a written statement, DHHS spokesperson Jackie Farwell says the department, quote, recognizes the pressures Maine's child care providers face as a result of COVID-19 and continues to offer guidelines and support statewide, particularly for child care operators that serve essential personnel. The department estimates that statewide about 20% of child cares have closed so far. Penny Terrio in Princeton says she's planning to stay open for now. And she's staying extra vigilant, bleaching floors for hours each night.
And teaching the kids, like, put stamps on their hands. They get a prize at the end of the day if they've washed the stamp off. You know, to just teach them about the spread of germs. You know, so we're talking about that. And just tell them that, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, scary things happen, and it's okay, but they need to be able to talk to us. If they have questions, you need to answer them to the best of your ability at their level.
Ontario says that while she is following proper social distancing guidelines, if a scared or anxious kid needs a hug, she'll still wrap her arms around them and comfort them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
You can hear more about these special challenges facing child care operators and the parents who depend on them on Maine Calling Monday at 1 p.m. here on Maine Public Radio. Let's check in now on the weather with our meteorologist, Paul Cousins.